The commission also had some foreign policy advice on trying to win what it called the war of ideas in the Arab and Muslim world. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, commission members avoided some of the most controversial elements of the Bush administration's policy, particularly Iraq.
The Bush administration's war in Iraq proved too divisive for the bipartisan commission. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Chairman Thomas Kane said Iraq wasn't the subject for the panel's work, though he saw the war as a gamble.
If Iraq works out the way the Bush administration and others hope it will, it could transform the Middle East. If it doesn't, it could be a source of continuing problems and irritation and a home for future terrorists. What we do is say there are three countries you've got to worry about: Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan.
The report says the U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia should be about more than just oil, and it calls on Washington to support Pakistan's struggle against extremists with a comprehensive aid effort that extends beyond military support. And it calls for a long-term commitment to ensure that Afghanistan does not again become a sanctuary for international crime and terrorism. James Steinberg, who was President Clinton's deputy national security advisor and who was interviewed by the commission, says the report was carefully written not to criticize anyone's foreign policy, but it does call for change.
I think ultimately what the commission is saying is that we're not going to succeed in combating the threat unless we find a way of enlisting a broader segment of the international community to be on our side. And part of that means that we need to both promote our values, but also to show that our values include a concern and an attention to the concerns of others.
The report says American policymakers should do more to win the battle of ideas in the Islamic world. Robert Oakley, a former ambassador to Pakistan, believes the Bush administration is losing.
I think we've been losing the battle of ideas because we seem to be obsessed with threats to us rather than what are the problems as seen by others. We have to be seen and really pay much more attention, for example, to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We have to be seen as making good on what we're trying to do now in Iraq, which is to find a way to empower the Iraqi people.
The 9/11 Commission report treads lightly on these subjects. Instead, it recommends doing more to communicate America's message, something former Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Policy Edward Djerigian has studied.
I use the Woody Allen adage that, 90% of life is just showing up. And we are not showing up in a significant manner in the Muslim world in a daily debate and discussion about U.S. values and U.S. policies. And basically, one of the best instruments we have is this traditional public diplomacy, which are educational exchanges, getting students over here that have been seriously hindered.
Hindered by U.S. visa restrictions. Djerigian, who's director of the Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University, was pleased to see such an emphasis on diplomacy in the 9/11 report. He believes the struggle over ideology requires the U.S. to do more on conflict resolution in the Muslim world and to promote reforms and cultural exchanges.
We need a grand strategy that is enunciated by the president, that can be the touchstone for building a truly international, multinational effort to combat extremism in the Muslim world. And we haven't gotten there yet.
For now, the 9/11 report points out resentment of America is deep in the Arab world, and Osama bin Laden's message is finding receptive ears. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.